And with that, habitat plate, we've been waiting some time for this day to come. Nick?
Yes, we have. Nick Harrington, Communications Manager with Game, Fish, and Parks. Welcome, Madam Chair, Commissioner, Secretary Roebling. Sorry we got a little distracted. We're working on getting me back in the meeting right now, so I'm going to do my best to kind of give a presentation here on the habitat plate, and hopefully we can get the internet working here pretty quickly for us, too. So, Karina, if you want to jump up and be me for a second, that would be awesome. So, a little bit of show and tell for you here today. So what I have, these are very legit habitat plates. These are actually mine. We will pretend that I drove here with them legally on, and we are going to drive away with them legally on, but I wanted to give you all a very good presentation here for what these ultimately look like, because they really do look very good in person. I mean, that is what I really wanted to stress to you all here. So going to give a little bit of a license plate overview for you here. So I'm becoming a license plate expert quite a bit these last 5 days, so... What you see right here, this is the brand new plate. This is our habitat conservation plate. You go down to your local courthouse. This is where you're going to pick these up. So good example for me, I am an H. Harrington, so I could purchase my registration because I was within that 90-day window. So I went, I actually got all my registrations done, my vehicle, my boat, my trailer. It is a new record, so we are going to, thank you, Karina. So we are going to give that to me as well. So this little orange sticker here, this is your regular registration. So this is what we're all accustomed to getting. This is all still going to go to the counties, to the highways, to the road projects. Absolutely nothing changes in regard to where that funding source for the plate itself is actually going to go. So this takes me to the decal here. So you will notice this decal here, it is a fixed. Right here, it's got a plastic background. I have what they look like and where you would purchase them right here. So these are the stickers we'll be selling. We'll get into those here in a little bit, but these are sold through Game, Fish, and Parks. So you are going to get your habitat plate through your county courthouse. You will then go to your local GFP office, or you will go to your, you can go on GoOutdoorsSouthDakota.com and purchase these decals. This is ultimately the funding source that is going to go to Game, Fish, and Parks. So these decal sets,
reporting,
we have four options. We have the pheasant, the pasque flower, I'm trying to Vanna White here, the white-tailed deer, and the meadowlark. So you're going to have four options to pick from. Now, you will notice that you can purchase combinations of these. So they come in sets of two for $50 a piece. So if you wanted to be just a pheasant, it would be $50. Now, what you see on my plate here, I got a pheasant for one, and I got a deer for another. So this is entirely legal. These species do not have to match up when I'm going down the roadways, but I did have to buy two sets of those decals. So I spent $100 to get that extra critter, essentially. So entirely customizable within these four. Now, we do want to stress these are the only emblems that are legal to put on this habitat plate. So, for example, if Director Kirschman wanted to put his Oahe Capitals on, that he might his other organizational plate. Sorry, Tom. That would be something that would have to go on the traditional organizational plate. So kind of run you down that again, because I know that was a lot. So getting these plates, obtaining them, go to your local courthouses. This can be done when you can do it right now, or you can do it when you are within your registration period, such as myself. Now, I will note, you will be paying $10 for these at the courthouse. And what this is for getting that new physical plate that we hold in our hands. So if when license plates are up for renewal, the physical plate themselves, not just the it's your month to do registration, they would be no cost. But for folks to go in right now, obtain these plates, they would be an extra $10 at their local county courthouse, or like myself, it just works super smooth for me to do all my registrations in one go. Once those plates are obtained, again, you would go to our GFP office or Go Outdoors South Dakota, and you would be able to pick your emblem plates. And then these have a transparent background, so you can see they blend in pretty well to the wildlife scene. So this money is all going to Game, Fish, and Parks. It is going to support public lands habitat. So very similar to our Hunt for Habitat raffle that you are aware of, this is going to go towards those habitat initiation projects that take place on game production areas or other public lands. So that is kind of the rundown we have gotten. We've been learning a lot this week. We started the week off with a press release from Governor Roden, so we want to appreciate Governor Roden for helping sharing this message. It's been through that press release. It has been on social media, and I am proud to say we have had a lot of excitement in relation to these plates. We've gotten really good feedback. We have already sold 40 of these emblem decals already. So considering that this started on Monday, that's something I'm pretty proud of personally, to see these folks excited to go get those plates and go get those emblems. So that's going to be kind of your rundown on how all this works. Again, we are learning as we go here. I will note these will be available for motorcycles as well. So these are 3 inches by 3 inches. The motorcycle plates will be 1.5 by 1.5. We have those coming, and then those will be available for sale and distribution through Go Outdoors South Dakota as well. So, again, I know I covered a lot of information there, and I appreciate your patience as we were a little distracted. But that's kind of the big story is this is out. It's available. We're going to see this. It's not going to take place in a week. It's not going to take place. It will take place over a year as folks are getting in those courthouses, learning about this, doing their registrations. But everything we have seen, we are extremely happy and extremely excited for how this project's taken off.
Very good. Thank you, Nick. Any questions on the Habitat plates? They look great. Good work. Oh, Secretary.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Quick question, Nick. How long are they valid for, and are those emblem stickers voluntary?
Yes. So thank you, Kevin. So yes, this is an entirely voluntary process. You can still obtain your traditional license plate. These will be just like any other organizational plate. So you go into your courthouse, they will be good for 3 years. Again, similar to those other org plates, and that means your emblem decals will be good for 3 years as well. So it's $50, but again, you look at it, these are going to be on your plate for the life of the plate, for 3 years. So pretty good return on investment there. I will also note the sticky side is the supporting conservation is also a sticker. We learned that as we were doing mine. So for the thrifty, frugal, and innovative, I know Secretary Roebling will appreciate that. It goes well on water bottles, laptops, other locations. And you can do that same thing with these stickers as well. Folks do not need to purchase these stickers for their plate to be legal. This is an entirely voluntary process that folks who want to support conservation, want to show their support for conservation as they're out on the roads, this is what they can do. But you could even go down to your courthouse right now, obtain this Habitat plate. You have no legal requirement to purchase these. Again, this is entirely for voluntarily supporting conservation here in South Dakota. So thank you, Secretary Roebling.
Very good. Additional questions? Seeing none, we appreciate that update. Thank you.
Thank you.